All right, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Conversation Nation. I had a thought. I was thinking about playing the song "Welcome Back." I think that was Jay-Z, but I don't know. Don't sing it. Don't sing it because we'll probably have to pay for it. That's why I didn't play the song. My name is Larry Merchant. Her name is Nikki Jackson. That was my beer.
See, my dad.
And we're gonna go ahead and get right into it. Abortion.
Oh, a strong topic.
Simply put, how do you feel about it?
With me, okay, so with me personally, I'm not like I don't like abortions, but as that's just for me. Like for other with other women, it's your body. You do what you want. It's your option. It's what you do. I'm not opposed to it if like my best friend did it or any like I'm okay with it. I'm just not like I couldn't do with it mentally. I've actually had an abortion before. It's not something that it's easy to deal with. So I'm not like opposed for women to get abortions. Like in all honesty, it's depends on where you are as a person, your situation. Like you have to put in factors of 1,000 things to take care of another human being. And with me, I'm like, I already have a human being I'm taking care of in siblings. And like, I just can't put myself in that situation. I'm not stably financially, mentally. Like, it would have been crazy for me. So,
well, this is how I feel about abortion. Being an adult black male from Alabama, I don't. This is the thing. I have a problem with how we look at it as a country. Like we voted on it. Like people want us to vote on it, and they want us to go one way or the other. They want us to go, okay, well, we as a nation, as a country, we're either pro-abortion or anti-abortion. And I feel like that is stupid because men don't get abortions. We cannot get abortions, seeing as how men cannot get pregnant and we cannot have children. So we don't get abortions. So I don't understand why we are even involved in the decision-making process. I feel like it should be, I feel like the whole conversation of abortion, the whole concept of abortion should be talked about and handled by women, strictly women, just
but
men.
So I doubt that would happen.
It shouldn't be one penis in the room. Like, no, it shouldn't even be a woman in there that's like transsexual. No, absolutely not. It should be all women. And whatever decision they come up with, then that's what we'll do. But ultimately, if I had to make a decision, I would say I am pro-abortion because it's that woman's body, and the woman should be able to choose. Because this is what I don't get. People who are left-leaning feel like, okay, well, people who are left-leaning in their politics feel like, okay, people should be able to choose. They look at people who may want an abortion and say, you should be able to have an abortion. And they look at people who don't want to have an abortion and say, you should be able to not have that abortion if you don't want to have an abortion. But people who are right-leaning in their politics would say, oh, okay, no one should have abortions. And it's like, okay, well, you don't respect people's right to choose.
Okay, so
it's not like people on and they pretend that people on it who are left leaning would say, okay, they pretend that people like us are evil, and it's like, okay, we're actually evil. If those people are actually evil, instead of people's right to choose, it would be everybody would have abortions. Like,
you're right.
Right. Like that makes no sense to me. That's why I stand on it. If I had to choose, I would be pro-abortion, but if, well, pro-people's right to choose, not pro-abortion, but pro-people's right to choose,
women's right to choose.
But I don't think guys should be even involved in the decision-making process.
See, where it stimulates from is because on the right wing, they dehumanize women for doing the abortion and think of it as, oh, that's a child. You're killing a baby, a person that should be in the world. You're taking away that person's right. And I'm like, if you think about it, it's not yet a person. It's not yet a person. She should have that right to choose, hey, I'm not ready for this. Or, hey, if you're going to sit there and be like, oh, no one should have abortions. Why do they have Plan B pills? Like, why would you make condoms? Like, why would you, like, there's no point in being like, oh, you should never get an abortion. Well, then guys shouldn't have balls. Like, just say, you should be trying to have.
There's a lot of talking points from people who are right-leaning, when you talk to them about contraceptives or condoms or Plan B pills or something like that, they just look at that like those are just ways that women can just go out and be sluts. It's like, oh, they can go out and just have sex with everybody in the world because they can use a condom or Plan B and just spit in the face of God and all this other stuff. And when in actuality, that is preventing people from even needing to, from even being in a situation where they have to have an abortion. I don't know. Politicians. That's all I got to say about that. Politicians, right-leaning politicians get in people's heads and have them thinking that way. And then it's a whole way of life.
And pastors also. Like, pastors are the biggest promoters of the like anti-abortion, and I even saw a video not too long ago.
I wouldn't say all that.
There's a lot of,
maybe, but I've seen regular people who are pro-abortion. I would say it's just mostly pro-abortion in the South. I've had a few friends of mine, female friends, who have had, either thought they were pregnant or knew they were pregnant, and they were like, well, I'm not getting an abortion. I respected their decision for that. I didn't have any reason not to. It wasn't my kid or potential kid, but I'm just pointing out that they knew, no, I'm 100% not getting an abortion. And I've also been out in California and up in Maryland, and it's been the opposite. It's been the opposite way around. So it definitely depends on the region of the country where you are. And there are pastors in all those regions. There are reverends and fathers and pastors in the church in all those regions. And they don't necessarily promote abortion. A lot of the time they try to promote doing the right thing, or doing what you feel like is the right thing. Because whether that child is actually an actual living, breathing child or not, that's dependent on science, whether people like, I'm speaking this to the listener right now, whether you like it or not, that is dependent on science. And science says that is not a child yet.
Yeah.
I know how evil science is when you live in Alabama, as I do. science is the devil down here. How dare you?
You science. Blasphemy.
How dare you study the world around us that we live in and come up with answers as to why things work the way they do? I picked this subject because I know a lot of people, and we finally have a Facebook group people if you want to join this conversation nation.
And an Instagram with too.
Larry and Nikki. Yes, and an Instagram. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people in the Facebook group, well, not a lot, but a few people in the Facebook group talked about it, so I figured it was a hot button topic that I knew I want to get people to. If you guys want to, when y'all listen to the show, y'all can go in the group and comment on it. If you disagree with anything we've said in here, or you agree, or whatever, you have any kind of comment, go in the group and type it up in the group, and we'll talk about it there.
I want to know your
thoughts. Or one of these days we'll get on the Facebook Live and we'll talk to each other. Me and Nikki will talk to each other and to you guys, and we can all discuss this particular topic or any other topic. But yeah, that's how I feel about that. Ultimately, I feel like there should be like 6 women. It should be like the Supreme Court. There should be 6 women appointed just for matters of abortion. 6 women. 3 of them right-leaning, 3 of them left-leaning. And
but I feel like that's all a abortion lot matters. With any female, like, because if you realize, a lot of politics trying to control the woman's body, like, when it comes to, like, taking time off or either having your period or PMSing, to abortions, like, it's a huge topic that's dealt by men, and women just don't get to have a say because they look at us like, oh, you're emotional, or is it really true? Like, is PMS real? Like, and we experience this on a regular occasion. You can't just downplay the fact that this is something that's real. We go through this, and it's not something that it's a simple process, especially like abortion. It's not like some women are like, it's just like, you know, another coin toss in the waterfall, but women
struggle through
it.
But that's the reason why I brought up politics, because that's the reason why certain people think that way. It's because of politics. And at the end of the day, politicians don't matter. I'm going to be honest with you. Politicians don't care what side they're on. They don't care if they're right-leaning or left-leaning. They just want to get in there. And you look at certain politicians, like, I'm going to be honest with you, even some of the ones that I like Bernie Sanders, they've been in there for decades. Doing the same. Imagine doing the same job for, like, 40 years. Some of those people have been in there since, like, the 70s. And they want to stay in there until they die. And they get people who can vote for them, who will vote for them to follow them and believe in what they say. And they get those people riled up. And all they do is find what gets them riled up, find what those people in that certain group, in that certain region of the country care about, and just agree with them, pretty much. Like if those people feel like, oh, well, I don't like abortion, then they just jump up, yeah, I don't like abortion either. We gotta do everything we can to stop it. And no matter what's going on, like, there are laws in Alabama where women who get raped cannot get abortions, or they have to sit there after they got raped by some guy, and that guy got them pregnant. So they're pregnant by a rapist. They have to look at the sonogram. Like, that's foolish. Like, that's foolish. And there are politicians who will go around and will tell you, like, oh, well, you know, yeah, it was a rapist. They got raped you and got you pregnant, but maybe that was a gift from God. You don't know. That child could grow up to be the president of the United States.
But that's like, I feel like that's mind fucking at its finest. Like, that's perfect way to just be like, you know what? Because you, the humans, period, are just full of flaws. And we have this, like, we have the scenario of always questioning everything. Like, what if? What if instead of I made a right turn, I made a left turn and found $1 million? What if I just didn't wear my glasses today? What if I got into a car and got a car accident? Like, there's so many what ifs, and you cannot, there's so much things you cannot control by just going off of what ifs. But being humans, we like to do this as a regular. We like to want to know what if. So that's how they make their money off of going, hey, you know what? I know you got raped, but what if this is a great thing? This might be the worst thing in your life, so to speak. But, you know, that person could grow up to pay all your bills. He could be, you know, the next Bill Gates.
Not to mention that's even if they don't use that tactic, just having, imagine you get raped and the person that raped you got you pregnant. And you're going to do, so you did all the rape kit and all this other stuff, and you're going to get an abortion, and they make you look at the sonogram.
That's mine.
That's emotional.
You like, make
that's extra. That's extra emotional. What woman is not going to want to keep that child? And keep in mind, if a woman gets raped by a guy and gets pregnant by that guy, that's her business, and she wants to keep that child. That's her. But I don't know any woman who would want to keep that child. And that's like pretty much, that's borderline evil for someone to make a law where they have to look at that. Oh, you got to look at the sonogram to try to convince them to keep that child.
You have to make sure that you're not mentally connected to this thing that is inside you that you technically also made. You have to make sure that your future offspring that you just made, you're killing it. But I want you to see what you're killing. Like, that's that's emotionally destroying.
Yeah. I've never been in that situation. I don't have any children. I've never gotten anybody pregnant or anything like that. But that's, I can only imagine looking at, just looking at how many women post the image of a sonogram on Facebook and Instagram when they get pregnant and they want to be pregnant on Facebook and Instagram. Like, just looking at that, that lets you know how emotional that is when a woman is pregnant and they see the sonogram.
Exactly. You know, the craziest thing about most abortion clinics, they don't happen like on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. I know, especially around here, they only happen on like a specific day. In my area, it happens on Wednesdays. And on Wednesdays, you'll see a bunch of people outside of the clinic with posters talking about how they're baby killers. They're such and such. And I'm like, you know how heartbreaking it is to be, I don't know, like a high school girl or even middle school girl, and some no good boy in high school or middle school got you pregnant, and now you have to walk through a crowd of people. And it's like, on Wednesdays for the abortions, they're only doing abortions. They know that. Everyone knows that. I'm like, that's dehumanizing. That's rude as hell. That's just like if a whole bunch of white people was standing outside knowing damn well that you about to go to a basketball game and was like, we don't like niggers. Niggers stay out. Like, and you had to walk outside and you're just like, well, I'm black. I'm one of those niggas now have to go through there knowing damn well what I'm about to endure.
Right.
You know what I'm about to endure. It's so wrecking. And I feel broken at the fact that us as a society is making it such a big deal of the fact that it's her right. She should be able to choose. If she's able to choose her clothes, she should be able to choose what's inside her body.
Because politicians, all they have to do is they have to make something seem so evil. And the way that they made that seem evil is to just call it killing babies. Because nobody is going to agree with killing babies. But this is not exactly killing babies. And so they have to put that label on it. So now whenever somebody that's right-leaning thinks about abortion, immediately the first thing that comes to mind is killing babies.
Yeah.
So.
It was sad.
Next topic, and I be honest with you, I kind of don't want to talk about it, but I kind of want to. Kodak Black, once again, makes his return. This is like the first person to
this
be,
guy.
No, him and R. Kelly are the only two people to go back to back on our show.
You're right.
After Nipsey Hussle was killed 2 weeks ago, and sometime last week, he got on his Instagram, went live, and was talking to a bunch of guys in the background and said, so I'm paraphrasing, but he pretty much said something to the effect of, oh, you know, I can, Lauren London is Nipsey Hussle's widow. He said something to the effect of, I can go after Lauren London now. She's single. You know, I give her like a year or so to cry about it and everything, but then I'm going to go after her. Of course, he apologized later, but I'll go first on this one.
Okay.
He's an idiot. I can't think of a word in the English language that I could call him that would be worse than a bumbling idiot. on top of the fact, he's a bumbling idiot, and on top of the fact, I know he doesn't, he may not necessarily mean it. He may or may not necessarily mean that, but if you look at his history, if you look at the history of things that he said in public, he's just looking for publicity yeah. and attention. The first thing that he said in public that was just egregious was when he was challenging Lil Wayne to a fight. Like he just said he wanted to fight Lil Wayne. He got on his Instagram live and he said he wanted to fight Lil Wayne, said he would beat his ass. Then there was that foolishness that he said on the that we mentioned on the last episode, where he was talking about he wanted to have sex with Young M.A. Young M.A. is a female rapper,
but she's a dyke.
But she's a straight up dyke. Does not like men at all. She only wants women, and she dressed like a man. Everything she does is like a man. She just biologically is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then now here comes this shit. And I apologize to anybody who is listening to this with kids around, because it's going to be a lot of cursing. Because I do not like Kodak Black. I don't like him. I don't like him as a person. I definitely don't like him as a rapper. Because he's not good at all. He's not good. He looked like a drunk-ass pickaninny. Like, he looks like the drawings of... He looks like how black people used to be portrayed in old school cartoons.
This is fair.
That's what he looked like. On a good day. Like, all he does is... This is what new age rappers do. They got fucked up hair. They don't comb that shit. They purposely put that shit in nappy-ass balls. And then they put on a blazer with no shirt. And some slacks and some dress shoes with no socks. That's what they walk around. And that's what they call dressing up. That's how they go to church on Sunday.
It's funny because I thought of The Weeknd when you said that. Because I was like, that sounds like The Weeknd. I don't.
Yeah, but he makes good music.
He does. I love his music. If you're listening, if you ever listen to this, just know I love you. And I'm not.
He's not listening to this.
He'll never listen. But I'm just saying, just in case.
But let's not get off topic. Kodak Black is an idiot.
I'm gonna just say one thing about Kodak Black. Like, when your mama used to say, I'm not one of your little friends, or Boo Boo the Fool, he is keyword Boo Boo the Fool.
Boo Boo the Fool was him.
He is definitely Boo Boo the Fool. Because no
one... That's who she was talking about. If your mom ever told you, who you think you is, Boo Boo the Fool? She was talking about Kodak Black.
She definitely talked about Kodak Black. Who would even think of being like, you know what, I'm a holla at, even though your husband died, like, get at you. You can cry a bit.
Like, this is my thing. This is my thing, too. Every man thinks that. I'm not going to act like guys don't think about that. But you don't say that shit out loud.
Say that.
Like the audacity to say that shit out loud. Like, nobody's going to have a problem with it. And then he apologized later and then try to act like, that's not what I meant.
Yeah.
You're such a dumbass. That's exactly what you meant.
You said it. We knew. We all knew.
That's just like saying, hey, man, I'm going to punch you in your face. And then later on, you go, well, that's not what I meant. What I meant to say was, I was going to put my fist somewhere near your face at a high velocity. That's what I meant. No. You said you was going to, that's what you said. I really cannot stand Kodak Black. I know what he's doing. And I know he's doing it for publicity. He's never going to say it because that would fly in the face of him doing the stuff for publicity. He just wants people to look at him. It's kind of like with R. Kelly. I'm going to start calling this the R. Kelly syndrome. Like when R. Kelly went when they did the Surviving R. Kelly docuseries, and then his streams shot up, and people started listening to his music more and more just because there were so many newer, younger people who didn't know who the hell R. Kelly was, and they were like, okay, well, let me listen to his music. There are other people, older people, who probably don't know who the fuck Kodak Black is, and they're like, oh, that's that little kid from the Rugrats. Let me go listen to his music and see what kind of music he plays. And bam, instantly, you get more people listening to your music.
I just feel like he reaching though. Like you try harder, bro. Just try harder. Like you just nitpicking on small potatoes. Like it's so small and stupid. And I'm like, wow, what are you gonna do next?
Come
from Oprah.
On top of the fact that this is one thing I haven't seen anybody say about this situation. Lauren London don't want your ass.
Thank you. I don't want you. Oh God!
Like of all people, really? You? The girl that worked the cash register at Crystals don't want your ass. Why would Lauren London want you? Like that's crazy. I don't know. I'm all for people having confidence, but got to be grounded in reality too. It's crazy.
It's easy. Just reaching.
I'm just wondering now, what is he going to do next for attention? Because he's going to do something else. Something else is going to happen, and we're going to talk about it on the show. I guarantee you. And then I'm going to be like, look, I told you, look, this is what he was going to do next.
I feel like we should have a bid war on what will Kodak Black do next?
We'll both lose though, because I guarantee you, no matter what we bid on, it's going to be something far and away from what either one of us thinks.
But you got
he's going to
do out of the block. Like, come on, completely out of the box. You got to put up a poll and be like, what would you imagine Kodak Black do next? Like. What is his next game? Because he's too much. He just can't. I just can't. He's trying too hard.
he's gonna discover another black hole. That's what's gonna happen, and then he's gonna fight it.
Oh God! Discover flat. Post it on Twitter. Flat Earth.
Oh my God. Kodak Black. All right. Moving on. Let's go to the next topic. Can black people be racist? Is it possible? I feel like this is going to be the first topic that me and you will disagree on. So I'll let you go first. Can black people be racist?
Yes, I think black people can be racist.
Why?
Well, I think black people can be racist to other black people and also like other races. Like you have some black men, not every black person, but you have some black men that don't want to date any black women. I have people in my family that won't even touch, like go near white men. They completely racist. Like I would be terrified to try to bring someone that's not of my race to like a barbecue. Cause there would be so many racial comments. There would be so many like crazy shit. And I know it for a fact. And aunties and uncles, if you hear this, I know I'm right. You can even comment and say your piece. But if I invite an Asian to my house or to the cookout, they're gonna be talking about how, oh look, someone just brought a bowl of rice to the cookout.
Y'all ass ain't going to no more cookout.
Just got uninvited and that car got took away. Like it'd be official. Like I don't know. There's not even just being racist, being that. So I'm the oldest. I'm the oldest of five on my mom's side. I'm the oldest of five on my mom's side. And my sister is the lightest one in my family. Mm-hmm. And it's not even
white as far as personality or skin color?
Skin color. She's legitly light skinned. Like
okay.
As Caucasian can get in black community. Okay. And
so she's transparent. Okay.
Yeah, like you can see. No, I'm kidding.
You can see veins and organs and everything.
Yes. Like even when she was little, people mistaken her like that. My mom was a nanny or something. Like that's how light she was, which was ridiculous. But I was like, oh, racist. Oh no, that's my sister. Yep, she's light skinned. So the thing is that I know people are racist because the fact that my grandma, my great grandmother mm-hmm. loved my sister. She would take her to vacations. She would not invite me to anything. She wouldn't invite any of my other siblings to anything. But being that my sister was light skinned and she got more privileges. And I realized, I was like, oh, so y'all just like the light folks. The same thing with my grandpa, like all his light children, like because he has those mixed babies and everything. My grandpa has like 18 children and 29 grandchildren and counting. And like a handful of them are dark and a handful of them are light skinned. Like they're Caucasian, they look like Caucasian, Spanish, like that mix. And he'll be to weddings for his light skinned, weddings, he'll be to birthdays, everything. We dark skinned, we see him like once every 3 years. Like mm-hmm. Like there's no disrespect. Like we don't get no privileges, we don't get no rights. I think that black people can be racist.
So this is how I feel about this. Black people, and I am once again 34-year-old black male adult from Alabama. Black people cannot be racist. It is impossible. How? It cannot happen.
Why?
Because, first of all, black people can be discriminatory But I still understand that, because you cannot be racist unless you hold a position of power. That's racism. And then on top of that, you're doing things because of a certain person's skin tone, because of how they look. Black people treat white people certain ways in general. It's not every white person, but black people treat white people certain ways because of history, because of what has happened to black people. And what is still happening to black people. We look at white people certain ways, which is the reason why white people can't, we're not really fond of white people saying nigga. Because it's like, oh, why are you saying it? If not for them inventing the word and slavery and all that, you probably wouldn't have any issue with it. Because if you notice, Fat Joe say nigga, Big Pun said nigga, and we had no problem. We have no problem with it. Nobody said anything about it.
You're right.
Because we don't have, Hispanics don't have that history with black people that white people have. So we don't question the motive behind it. See what I'm saying? So I don't look at it like that. I really do not think black people can be racist. We're just looking at history. We're looking at how people have treated us in the past.
Black people being racist towards other black people. What's that? What about that? Like, black people are racist towards other black people. Some I'm not
gonna... No, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
What, it's just built in history? It's just something that...
Yeah. Because I've done that too. I wouldn't call it being racist. Like, I work at Hibbett Sports, and the Hibbett Sports I work at is on the east side. And the east side, I am from the west side. I'm born on the west side, grew up on the west side. I don't feel comfortable on the east side. But there's certain people that come in there, and I'm just like, You got a bald head. You got a bald head, and you got tattoos all over your head where your hair should be. You don't look like the type of person that's just coming in to, you know what I'm saying? You probably sell drugs for a living. You can't have a regular job. And then on top of that, like, I know it's wrong to think these things. I know it's wrong to automatically assume that this person does this. It's not right. But on the other hand, who do you see that robs people down here like that? Who else do you see that does these type of things? And then half the time, those people come in my store with attitude. They come in there talking loud and all this other stuff. And it's like, okay, well, I could already have a thought in my head about your personality and not know you at all, but you're kind of showing it. You're displaying it.
You're right, kind of.
Because I hate to say this, there are a lot of white people on TV who will talk about what's going on in Chicago, and they'll say a whole bunch of unfair things. They'll take a lot of things out of context. I think in one weekend in Chicago, 50 people were killed. But some of that stuff was not gang-related. It wasn't black people doing the killing, but it just attributed it all to just black people in Chicago. And that was unfair. But at the same time, you can't just go to Chicago and just walk around.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't just go to Chicago and just be walking around the streets of Chicago. Hey! How you doing? You walk up to a bunch of black people on the corner. What's up, man? How you doing? How y'all doing? What's going on? Unless you Louis Farrakhan, he can do that. But other than that, no. So I say this all the time. There's a certain level of truth behind every stereotype. not one stereotype is based in just absolute lies. It's just the way that people say it, and the way that people phrase it, and the way that people frame some of those stereotypes.
You're right.
But as far as black people being racist, like I said, I don't think so. It's just rooted in history. It's rooted in how they have been treated by white people. And it's still, like I said, it's still happening. It's still going on. And it's not like you never heard a white person say, you never heard a black person say, I don't like him because he's white.
I've heard that.
You've heard that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guarantee you. I guarantee you, if they said that it was because of that white person, not that white person haven't done something, but it's because of what they've seen white people be capable of.
Well, I mean, white people are capable of a lot of things like genocide and spreading diseases and everything. But, you know, I don't know. I feel like, in my opinion, people in general can be racist. They can be prejudiced. And they can be very discriminatory, like, towards other races.
That's very true. Every person is capable of being racist. Every person is capable of judging people based on the color of their skin. But does every person do that, though?
No.
I don't think so.
As I said, I'm not saying every person does it, but if I had to be like, hey, do you think black people can be racist? I'm going to obviously say yes, mainly because A, they're humans. B, they can be discriminatory towards anyone automatically based on the color of their skin or their age or God knows what. Like, you could just automatically base that. If you're not wearing Jordans, you're poor, you're busted, you're this and that, and you could be just, you can be racist. Anyone can be racist.
But that's not racist though, looking at somebody and saying they don't have Jordans on, so they poor. That's not necessarily racist. It's still judging somebody based on what they look like, but it's not racism. Because a lot of the time, I'm gonna tell you like this. A lot of the time, black people will look at white people, will look at a white person that they don't know. Like, you just walking down the street, or you at the post office, and you see another white person in the post office. You'll look, a lot of times, black people will look at those people, they'll look at a white person, and then just go, oh, well, he probably voted for Donald Trump. They probably feel like black people just taking over the country. They want to take it back. If I walk anywhere near him, if it's a woman, if I walk anywhere near her, she's probably gonna clutch on her purse and she think I'm gonna snatch it and run away.
Well, I don't think that's racist. That's something that happened regularly. That people.
But that's what's in the, mind of black people a lot of the time, especially even when they're saying stuff like, I don't like this person because it's a white person. Black people do not just automatically just go, I don't like this person because of their race. Because if you think about it, we don't do that with any other race. We don't look at Hispanics and go, I don't like him because he is Hispanic. I don't like this person because they're Scottish. We don't do that with any other race, only with white people. Because as a race, we've been done wrong by white people for so long, and it creates distrust.
Boy, you need to come to New York because there's so many people here that I even vouch for. If you go on the subway, there could be black people that says, I don't want to look at that person because they're Mexican. I don't want to talk to that person because they're Asian or they're white. It's not just because their history is just they don't.
It's like that down here. It's like that down here too. It's just more, New Yorkers are more, people in the Northeast are more open with how they feel anyway. Y'all are more bold than we are down here. We're nicer. A white person down here is not gonna walk up to you and just be like, oh, even if it's like road rage, even if you cut them off in traffic and they pull up next to you, white person not gonna roll up to you and put on fucking niggers. They're not gonna do that. They gonna call you every other name but that.
They'll do that here.
They'll do that in New York. You know what I'm saying? They'll do that shit in New York all day, but they're not doing that down here. White people down here, you have to catch them in some racist shit. You have to catch them because 9 times out of 10, they so used to acting like they cool with black people because they play for their football team or their basketball team or whatever, especially with the University of Auburn and the University of Alabama or UAB. They root for those teams, and most of those basketball and football teams have black people on them. So they're used to rooting for those teams, and they're just like, okay, well, I'm cool with these guys because they play for this team. I'm cool with this guy because he plays for this team. I'm cool with this guy because he works at the Walgreens I go to all the time. I'm cool with this guy because he works at this place that I go to all the time. I'm cool with this person because he works with me. But as soon as it's somebody that they don't like, they'll treat you a certain way. They'll treat you differently. But they probably won't come out and say it. Like I said, you have to catch them in that shit. It's the same thing. But the only difference is the region of the country and how open they are with it.
Yeah, you're right.
White people down here are really good at hiding that shit. White people in the north don't have to hide that shit. They'll flip you off and call you nigger right in your face, in front of your kids and shit. They don't care.
They'll be in that Starbucks line.
Yeah. So that's just how it is. But that's. Like I said, I do not believe black people can be racist because I don't believe that they are racist. Black people are not going to just... Black people will put their people on at a job. If you're a manager at a job and you can hire people, black people will hire other black people. They'll hire friends and family and stuff like that. But they'll hire white people too if that person can do a good job and help them do a good job too. If that person is good for your company, they're like, oh yeah, I hire you, Tim. Come on in here. Come on in here, Chad. Yeah. You got it. You know what I'm saying?
It's okay.
They're hired, Chad. Yeah.
You got the job, Bob.
My store manager right now at Hebrew Sports, he'll hire Chad in a second. If he could increase sales, he was like, Chad, increase sales? Yeah, come on. Come on in here. Help us increase these sales. Like, shit, you good? Like, it's all about black people feel certain ways about white people because of history and the timeline and how white people have done black people over time. That's it. That's the first thing we've ever disagreed on. on the episode. On the podcast. That's the first thing we've ever disagreed on.
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure there's been multiple times that I've disagreed with you. But yeah, on the podcast I feel like I don't know, because I don't just think it of as it just race, like just being black people, because I think of it as people in general can be racist. So being that black people are people, they can be racist. That's how I put it. Like, that's how I think of it, as the fact that I know that black people can be racist. They can automatically be like, no, we're not hiring someone who's white. We're not hiring someone who's Spanish. Whatsoever in my business, like, they can do that, and I know people who have done that, Like, there's also people who are, like, I know a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of black people, that they're, even if you do them dirty, they'll still be like, you know what, it's fine, cool, they're fine with every race, like, I'm fine with every race, I don't have any problem against any type of race.
Like, but I feel like I have to say this, though. A lot of stuff that black people do that is perceived as racist toward white people is a lot of the time it's just pro black. Especially down here, there's a lot of people down here. I noticed since I came back from the Navy, there's a big pro black movement down here where people are like, okay, well it's a black owned business. And you got all black people working at your place. I'm gonna go there, and I'm gonna do business with you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that stuff comes from way, way back in the day, in the 60s and 70s and stuff, when black people were trying to get businesses and stuff like that, and white people just like now pretty much running the world. And they're like, okay, we just trying to get a business. And then other black people are like, okay, well, if you selling mops and I need a mop, I'm going to go to you. I'm not going to go to the white man. I'm going to go to you and get a mop because I want your business to thrive. And I want your business to survive. And white people would look at that like, okay, well, they being racist. They don't want to buy mops from me. My mops are better than theirs. They just started up selling mops.
Well,
I've been selling mops for years, so my mops are better. So they go to these people just because they're black, and it's like, yeah, but they're trying to help these people get their business up. It's not that your mops are bad or they don't like you because you're white. They buy these mops from these people because they're black, and it's a black owned business, and they want that business to survive.
It's like I think we are pro supportive. Like, we try to support so much. Like, I know me specifically, like, the second I find out it's a black owned business, like, I know for a fact that I try to go there as frequent as often. I don't shop that much, so I'm not gonna be like, yeah, I'll buy everything from here every day, but I'm like, if I need something and I know you have it and you have it on stock, of course I'm gonna go to you first. It might be a little more expensive, but it's like a mom and pop store, kind of. Like, they produce the items. Of course it's going to be expensive, especially with the wig stores being owned by a black owned business. It is more expensive, mainly because they don't have the support. They don't have the sponsorship and getting shipments and shipments and shipments, especially with just starting off. Of course it's going to be a little more expensive, but
right,
they're building up. It's not like they're doing it for nothing. I'm not gonna, if it is $300, you got, I'm not Kodak Black, I'm definitely not doing that. Boo boo the fool. I definitely did that. But I'm like, if it's only a few dollars extra, I would definitely be like, okay, I'm gonna support, because you know, it's hard out here. It's hard out here, and especially with trying to start up something that's yours.
Yeah.
It's difficult, and it's even twice as difficult with the fact of you being black. So the most that
it's hard to start a business even if you're white.
Exactly. It's hard enough to try to start a business being white, but it's doubly hard to start off a business knowing that the freaking you getting investors and you getting, like, the investors are having the increase in the percentage of you getting tax bracket higher than most white people, which is ridiculous. You're, the fact that you can't even take out a loan knowing that for a certain amount is ridiculous. So when you finally get that business, you will want support. And we, right, the black community, are love to give that support because we know how hard it is. So it's not the fact,
right,
of, I would say, oh, it's racist. It'd be like if it was one of your white friends. And I think of it as, instead of like, it's just a black person, I think of it as like, if that's my uncle or that's my aunt, He just started something that's a family business. And wouldn't you want to support your aunt or uncle? Like, that's what we think of. I'm like, that's Unc right there. He needs he needs help. And I'd be happy to help him. Like,
that's right. A friend of mine just started a business. Shout out to Kyra Smith. Ask her about her online boutique. But it's not easy at all. But what we don't need is white people thinking that black people who are just simply trying to support other black people are just being racist. That's the same thing that's been going on with this Black Lives Matter stuff. As soon as white people hear Black Lives Matter, like, you can sit Black Lives Matter on a table, and white people and black people could be on either sides of the table and be looking at Black Lives Matter. White people are going to see one thing, and black people are going to see a totally different thing. Black people look at it, and they just see, okay, well, these people are just supporting, are just trying to shed light on black people who have been killed unnecessarily by police, and all they're trying to do is show that, you know, every other life matters to them, but we just want them to know that black lives matter as well. But then white people look at it and go, oh, okay, well, they're trying to say black lives matter and nobody else. You want to say black lives matter, but I don't see no other name. All I see is black. So black lives matter, and white lives don't matter, Mexican lives don't matter, Asian lives don't matter. And I've had this discussion. I'm gonna say this. I've had this discussion with a guy that I know personally who I serve with in the Navy. I'm gonna say his name. I'm gonna say his name. He stopped. He unfriended me because of all this.
Ooh.
His name is James Huff.
Oh, James Huff. My God.
His name is James Huff. And I still love him like a brother. It's still my dude. But instead of actually having the dialogue with me, and there are a bunch of people that I serve with in the Navy who are white who disagree with me, but they didn't let it go to the point where they were just like, oh, I'm just going to unfriend him. They had the discussion with me, and I appreciated them. I appreciate them for having the discussion with me, and it was like, okay, we disagree on this, but we still cool.
Mm-hmm.
But we disagreed. But he got to the point where he was just like, okay, well, we disagree. But I disagree with him so much, I don't want to follow him at all. I don't want to be friends with him at all. And I take offense to that. And once again, his name is James Huff. I say it again because he's I want to be able to have this conversation with him on this platform right here. I want him to download the Anchor app and talk to me about this instead of what he's been doing, where he just talks to me on Facebook and Instagram in the comments of certain things about this. And then he'll say what he want to say in a long, long ass paragraph, and then just be like, okay, well, this is what I understand about it, and won't give me the chance to respond. And then he's trying to be, he's an aspiring singer. And I wish him the best. I don't want anybody to look at him and just go, okay, well, I would never tell anybody to not listen to his music. I wouldn't tell anybody not to buy his music or nothing like that. I just want to be able to have this discussion with him on this platform. That's it. But
Mr. Huff, he talking to you. Eyes on you. Put you on board.
But people like him look at it like, okay, well, y'all don't feel like every other life matters. And I'm like, well, we felt like it was already implied. We felt like we didn't have to say that every other life matters because we looking at it and we see every other life matters to you. You ain't killing no Mexicans.
Oh, God.
I don't see no Asian people getting killed by police. I see black folks.
Oh, God.
So we feel like we have to remind you that our lives matter as well. It's just not catchy to say Black Lives Matter too. You just say Black Lives Matter. that's a little more catchy.
I don't like. And I find it ridiculous how people could be like, when people, because I literally spoke to a guy, and he said that Black Lives Matter was a terrorist group, and I was like, what? And he's like, yep, it's up there with the KKK, and I'm like, well,
that's what? Because there are other politicians and talking heads and people on TV saying that. And then he just goes right behind him like, yep, I agree. And then she starts spreading that to other people. So yeah, it's just like this. Yeah, because people who support Black Lives Matter burn crosses in your front yard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they wear a hood and they wear masks over their face so that you can't see what they look like. Yeah. And they go out and beat up people. Yeah, because that's all the shit the KKK did. So, and the KKK also killed people. So that's what Black Lives Matter do. And you want to say today that's right in line with the KKK. Like,
that's what they make it seem like. And I find it ridiculous that people would even come to the conclusion of like, yeah, you're just a whole terrorist group. Just right there with the KKK and y'all just Nazis. And y'all just, I'm like, first of all we said was we matter also. That's all I had to say. And now we're terrorists. Like, we just want to let you know that we are also humans. We are no longer your property. We're no longer people that, we're no longer animals or cattle or herd. Like, we are not property. Right. You can't just tag us and throw us out the door when you're done with us. No, we are human beings, living, breathing organisms. Like, we matter. You have to recognize
it's that. Just like some things should just go without saying. And this is the thing. This is why I started this podcast, because originally I wanted to have this call. I wanted my co-host to be somebody who I disagreed with. Completely, like disagree with on everything, because we don't talk to people on the other side enough. We talk to each other, like me and you agreed on a lot. We just now, after like what, four or five episodes together, we just now found something on the pod that we can talk about on the podcast that we disagree on. But we don't talk to people who we disagree with enough about the things that we disagree with. Too many times we try to do that, and then somebody looks at it like, oh, okay, let me separate this. Let me stop this because they're going to argue. Let them argue. Let them work that shit out. If you see me talking to somebody I disagree with about something, stay your ass away if you're trying to stop us. Like, if we're going to argue, let us argue. Because the problem is one side doesn't understand the other. And because they don't understand each other, pretty much nothing will be understood. Like, white people do not understand black people. White people don't understand anything about, most anything about black people. And most black people are not willing to talk to white people and just be like, yeah, this is why we do this. This is why we do this. And because of that, it's people were just not understood by them. So other white people can get on TV on different stations like Fox News and tell white people in mass about, oh, well, black people do this because of this, and black people do this because of that. And because we don't talk to them, we don't tell them ourselves, this is why we do this, then they just believe it.
No, you're right. I don't know.
It's like, okay, well, yeah, I trust this person on TV because this black person don't talk to me at all. So, yeah, I'm going to believe the person that I trust. So, yeah, that's why they do this. That's why they look at me like that in the store, because they're going to rob me. Mm-hmm. Like, if you know a white person, talk to that person. If you know somebody that you disagree with on a whole lot of shit, talk to that person. Don't be argumentative or anything like that. Just talk to that person and tell them, this is why I do this. This is why we disagree. That's why I want. That's why I got this platform, because I want people. I want people. You listen to this and you disagree with everything I just said. Please hit me up. I want to talk to you.
Arguments.
Both of us. We want to talk to you. It won't be an argument. We're not gonna make fun of you. We're not gonna clown you or nothing like that. We're gonna talk. I'm gonna let you have your say. And then if I disagree, I'm going to talk to you and I'm going to tell you why I disagree with you.
I just want to know why. Like, I have no problem. I love speaking to people who don't agree with me. That's when you have the most communication. That's why you find out what makes them tick. Why are they like this? Like, because I know my opinions. If I had just a bunch of people who just agree with me, I wouldn't grow. Like, everyone was just like, yes, men, because that's exactly how it would be. It would be like, oh, this thing is bad. And everybody's like, yep. Like, I think it would be better to be like, you know what? Ketchup is awful. And I'd be like, what? Ketchup is awful? It's the best thing in the world. And this way we can have a diverse conversation. You can tell me why you think ketchup is awful. This is going to be, I'm not saying it's a generic conversation. It's not something that I'm like, it's politically correct or something that's systemic of a community. But I'm just saying, like, if you disagree with me, I think it's the best thing in the world, because you gain conversation, you learn new things.
I say it all the time, debate is the best form of conversation. Like, that's the best form of conversation, debate.
Yep.
I can, like, you say one thing, I disagree, now let me tell you why I disagree. I disagree because this point, no matter what it is, either sports, politics, social issues, fucking video games, it doesn't matter. Like, that's the best form of conversation to me, because it has me at the edge of my seat and I can't wait. I'll sit there and let you say whatever you want to say just so I can poke holes in it.
Get ready for the power.
Let me poke holes in it. And if you're right and there's no way I can combat it, then I'm better for it. Now I see something in a way that I didn't see it before. But that's the reason why I don't really watch MSNBC and Fox. I watch Fox News because it's comedy. But I don't watch MSNBC and all that stuff, because it's just one person who believes one way, and then they'll have a bunch of other people on who believe the same thing they do. It's like, there's nothing compelling about this. There's no other ideas in this.
Watch CNN.
Like, I don't get that.
They argue all the time. CNN.
Well, CNN has a bunch of idiots. But that's going to be the show for the day. Thank you all for listening. We already got the group up. Right, I said it earlier, we already got the Facebook group up. We already got the Instagram group up.
At Conversation.Nation.
Conversation Nation on Facebook. Just search Conversation Nation. It's a public group. Just join if you want. You don't have to worry about us approving you or anything like that. Just like it and you're in the group. If you want to talk about something, put it in the group. We'll talk about it in the comments. Of your post, if you wanted to, if we do a, we'll, me and Nikki are planning on doing a few video chats a week, and or a lot on Facebook Live. If you want to do that, man, just when you see us online, just jump in there. Whatever you want to talk about, if you want to jump in the conversation, you can jump in the conversation. If you want to hear us, if you want to talk about any certain thing, you can talk about. We'll talk about it. Doesn't matter. Instagram, same thing. What's the Instagram
group page name? Conversation.Nation. You know.
Conversation.Nation.
Yep.
Everything that I post on Facebook related to this podcast is gonna be with the hashtag Conversation Nation. So I would ask that you guys, if it's got something to do with this podcast, or if you want us to see it, Hashtag Conversation Nation on Instagram or Facebook, either one. Join the group. Join either one of the groups or both of them. That's fine, too. If you're on Anchor, we record this using Anchor. Search us up, Conversation Nation. Add us on Anchor. Follow us, listen to us. We're going to start doing this more often. So you guys don't have to wait so long for episodes. It's my fault, but not anymore, because we're going to be recording more often now.
Yes, we are.
So, I think that's everything, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much everything. If anything you want to say, you could, if you don't want to make it public, you could just hit the send message this way that we could just post it anonymously and start up a...
I can't stress it enough. If this is not just our show, it's your show too. We're just recording on here, but you can, if you want, you can record. You can download the Anchor app if you want to be on the show with us. If you got something you want to talk about, or something that we said in any episode that you disagree with, or something that we missed, and you want to bring it up, download the Anchor app. Let us know that you want to be on the next episode and talk about this. We'll bring you straight in on the very next episode. We have no problem with it. I think on this app, on the Anchor app, we can have like 8 people at a time.
I don't think we can do that
on the episode
because that's too many people.
So I have as long as it's organized, I have no problem with it. I have zero problems with it. Just be organized, be respectful. We're not gonna talk over each other. We do have 8 people at a time. We're not gonna talk over each other, but I don't have a problem with it.
I don't have a problem with it either.
Yeah, just. Just let me know. Let one of us know, either me or Nikki. Her name is Nikki Jackson on Facebook. My name is Larry Merchant on Facebook. On Instagram, my name it's extra long on Instagram. My name is Diggy Big Guns the Wiggler. But you can finally find me with the same name as I have on Facebook, Larry Merchant.
That's the most.
Right. Yeah. it's my personal Instagram. It's not meant for a bunch of people to follow me. But you can follow me if you want. Follow the conversation.nation on Instagram. Conversation Nation without the dot on Facebook. Conversation Nation with Larry and Nikki. Join in that. Please get involved in the discussion. Just get involved in the discussion. Like, I'm pleading with everybody. Like, don't be shy. This is not, like I said, this is not just our show. This is our show, but we share it with you guys, and we want you guys to be involved in the conversation. I'm not doing this show just for, I'm doing it for money. I'm trying to get famous. I'm trying to get big, but not just that. I want you guys to get in. I encourage conversation. Yeah, I encourage conversation. I encourage discussion. And you can't have discussion with a bunch of people, but only 2 people's voices matter in the discussion. That's not a discussion. I want everybody to talk. Get in the group, talk, let us know what you want to talk about, let us know what you want to talk about, ask us how we feel about different things, and we'll tell you. I'm in the group, I'm paying attention to everything posted in the group, I'm paying attention to everything that's said in the group, so...
I'm trying to. Yeah. I'm trying.
She tries, but I'm there. Anything that's posted by me, Larry Merchant, or Conversation Nation on Facebook is me. All that is me. So, but that's our show for today.
All right.
So, hope you guys enjoy it. See you later.
Peace.